You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Fly to America, flying for the good he goes. When I think upon his Christmas song, you know it makes a lot of sense. Oh, bearded fat man, well, he was the Buffalo Santa. He was flying from the North Pole, bringing presents to America, flying over the North Pole. Life for the good he cares. He was a Buffalo Santa. Bearded fat man. Buffalo Santa. Flying to America. When you think about the history of the fat man, he's coming from, and he has a lot against the rules. But trust me, good he could, not a bady bad bad boy, not a bady bad bad boy. Talking, he was the president, from the president.
Halfway there.
Oh.
And of course, that sound can only mean one thing. It's that time of year. We are premiering The December Person Cometh on your favorite morning podcast. It's Wake and Bake Chitek. And good morning, Chitek. I'm Red Rocker. And with me, as always, is Lunch Meat.
Well, this is your favorite man, Lunch Meat. Ooh. Feels good.
That's the farm I like. And to his left, of course, Slow Your Roll.
You can have any beer you like, as long as it's Corona. Yo, 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 what up? It's Slow Your Roll, and it's time to get this pod rolling.
This is the only podcast that gets up with you at 4 a.m. Your other friends are too old, too lazy, too cool to get up with you in the morning. That's where we come in, and we have 20 minutes until we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. Which means I've kind of kept you past your edible. My first question is, so how are you rolling over there, Slow Your Roll?
Rolling good.
Everything's going good on your end?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, very good. I'm checking over with Lunch Meat. Did you get a Christmas tree in your house yet?
No Christmas tree. Like I said, we're not doing it this year.
All right, just thought it might be a season of miracles, but I guess...
Did you put up the Christmas pig? The Christmas hog.
The Christmas pig did break, but the thing is, I did get on the roof and make an effort. Mm-hmm. Once you're on the roof, it's not like this has got to happen or it's not my fault. You know what I mean?
How'd it break?
Just it's like kind of old. You know, I kind of like it's up on its back paws, so it kind of just like over the years has been damaged. And then one of my children hates it, so she likes to throw it off the roof every season at the end.
Oh, that's a fun tradition.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, maybe someone will get you a new Christmas hog, a great Christmas hog.
Sounds ominous. Can't wait for that. I think I've gotten all my Christmas presents this year. Did anybody get anything awesome yet? I know we're a little early.
I got a, what is it called? A auto tone. Is that what it's called? An auto tone? It's like a theremin, but like it's a flute, like a saxophone. Mm-hmm. But then you like, then there's like a little mouth part where it has cheeks, and then you like make it like say things, but sounds.
Sounds.
I don't
cool.
know if I did a good job. I didn't do a good job explaining it.
More confused than when you started.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give you a demo later.
It's a musical instrument, though.
It is a musical instrument. I'll give it a play later. I'll break it out. Maybe
sounds good. Maybe at the 20. That'd be good.
Oh, maybe I will.
Oh, boy.
How about you, Slow Your Roll? Any early presents yet?
Hold on. I can't hear you. You know? Can you hear us? Maybe you muted yourself by accident.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Okay, I'm good. Yes, I also don't hear Slow Your Roll. Huh. Well, you know what that means.
Well, what did you get for Christmas, Mr. Racker?
Okay, I had my finger hovering over the kill switch, but okay. Since you asked, I treated myself to a pair of the Grinch Adidas. I know there's only one day until Christmas Eve. I'm going to be wearing them to work tomorrow since they're making me work. I'm probably going to be wearing them every day till, you know, this time next year when I have to buy my next pair of shoes, but I guess that's fine too.
What? How much did they set you back?
Well, here's the thing. I was going to a pretty... Actually, I'm going to turn people on to this. It's like T2 or something like that. It's a shoe store at Mayfair, which normally is a mall I would not go to, but for some reason... Okay, so I went there for shoes. I go to my usual haunt Champs, you know, like it's a good middle-of-the-road shoe store. I like it there, you know. Mm-hmm. Good shirts, good jackets, good shoes. But wasn't feeling it. So then I'm like heading up to the old food court. When I low do I see this other shoe store? You go in there, prices are like $30 cheaper and the shoes are like way better. So I start off, I'm like about to spend my like $90 on myself on a nice pair of shoes. But if you spend 90, you might as well spend 140, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I did. Oh. That's how it went.
I think I heard a chuckle.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I didn't even do it. Okay, go. I heard all. I didn't want to interrupt your story. It was riveting.
Grew three sizes that day. Okay. So, yes, Grinch shoes. I'm wearing them. What about you, Slow Your Roll? Anything good?
Yeah, I got this like box of all these like little like keychain figurines I ordered like a month ago from Japan, and like I thought that maybe they would like never come, but they came today.
They can get out. That is a risky move. Yeah. What kind are of they of?
I don't know. So there's this like little character in this show One Piece, and he's a little reindeer doctor. And I found out that they have like all these like little adorable figurines of him like eating corn on the cob, or like driving a boat, or riding a motorcycle made out of a squid. And I just had to have all of them. So I did like, I think it was like, I don't know, maybe 15 different eBay transactions, and like 10 of them were with one guy, and like he was trying to bundle them together. And I don't think I got everything that I ordered, but there might be some different ones in there too. So, but it's pretty cool.
Damn.
His name is Tony Chopper.
That sounds pretty
not
rad.
The eBay not guy, the reindeer, one. But yeah.
Yeah. That actually seems like maybe a time to bring up our first question of the week that you will 100% be heard if you dial 414-909-0525, just like Tara. But Tara actually had that too. She says this question's for Lunch Meat. How's the binge watching of One Piece going? It's been almost a month. Where are you at in the saga? The public wants to know.
Well, I'm about 560 some episodes in.
Okay.
How many are there again? Like 1,800 episodes.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay. So I'm about more than a quarter in. Yeah. You know,
how long are these episodes?
They're about like 20 minutes probably. Once you like fast forward to the opening and then like the previous on. Yeah. You know.
I never do that.
Well, I mean,
you never do that? Well, you have to.
I never fast forward. I love the theme songs. I gotta hear them.
But when you're like binge watching, it's like, why do you need the catch up? You already know the catch up. Sometimes I watch it, sometimes I don't. You know,
I don't really get to. I haven't binge watched anything in a while. Maybe I should try. I'm like still like I feel like what do you call it? Why can't I think of it? You know when you like put one bullet in the chamber and then like you spin it around and you
Russian roulette.
That's what I feel like with these Andor episodes. It's like I'll like try to play one. And be like,
is Andor back? This is
good. No, I'm like trying to get through this show that everyone says is the best, and I just like can't stand it at all.
Meh. Did you make it to the heist? I know we talked about it. Did you make it to the heist?
I tried, but it wasn't like, was it when they were marching in soldier costumes the whole time? Because it was boring as hell.
No.
Oh, I think I might have saw the wrong one. I heard heist and like got excited and found heist.
There is a heist, but later.
Okay, well, I'm not there yet. So that's what I'm saying. It's like Russian roulette with this show. I'm like four episodes down and like can't find anything I care about.
I'm like rewatching Blue Moon State and it holds up.
Really?
Yes. I'm watching it because of Thad, the Reacher, and then also, you know, Sam Jones III. He gets from second billing.
Sister podcast, Cloville, could use the listen, so go check that out. What about you, Slow Your Roll? We usually don't talk about TV, but I guess I'm blowing that rule out of the water this week. Anything good going on? Oh, boy.
I don't think – maybe she muted herself. Maybe her cord's not connected to her phone good.
Herself. What are these buttons?
I don't
buttons?
Know why she always has so much like problems with the technology.
Okay. You well, know? That's okay because we should probably hit our regular segment. We have – oh, 15 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing.
Hello?
15 minutes, huh?
Yep, she's caught up. I'm rolling with it. You're mentioning it. Yep. I'm just going to wonder about that bacon for breakfast. I don't have the theme song, but I you know, they're out there. They're patrolling. They're protecting us, and that's great. We'd just like to know where that is. Any run-ins this week? How about you, Slow Your Roll?
Yeah, I saw three of them at Quick Trip, and it's like the Quick Trip that's in the middle of town. And like the old movie rental places across the street. So they all like gassed up their cars and like got their Quick Trip snacks and then went into the like parking lot of the old movie rental store and just like ate their snacks and sat there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they went in and like rented all the copies of.
Barbie no, there's nothing. Something. It's like now it's like a, I don't know, what do they call it? The bin store where you like ruffle through bins
Dollar
and like
General
try to find
something.
No, like close, but. I don't know.
It's like ideally like a store. I don't remember. I know what she's talking about. That's like a store where like they buy all the pallets that all the people return from eBay and then they like sell it to you.
Yeah.
In bins or some bullshit. Yeah.
It's like weird. But anyway, that's where they were hanging out. I saw them.
We got some Mississippi hippos over there.
How does it feel, coppers, to have it, the finger pointed at you?
That's right.
I mean, they weren't hiding it.
Where did you see any? Did you see any of these Mississippi rhinos?
I saw my share this week. I was meeting up with my dad. He was having a bit of a dude's evening with his friends. That usually involves skiing and whiskey was like basically on the menu, and that was it.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, no food or snacks or anything, but there were like bows on the bottles of whiskey and stuff.
Wow.
There was like eight.
When
of
you
them.
Say skiing, where are they going skiing at? It's kind of like a beef house skiing.
Where we hang out, yeah.
Is there actual skiing going on?
Yeah. So
aren't they afraid that they're going to hurt their brittle bones?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting to that. It's
oh,
bad.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
We all kind of busted our bones this week. I may have thrown up a cutesy bit and embarrassed myself in front of a proud native guy. He's like kind of the guy who has control of the slope, so to say.
Wow.
I may not have offended him. And then like at 2 a.m., I'm like, okay, I'm just going to drive home now. This is 2:30 a.m.,
no.
I should say. I'm like, I'll just drive home. This will be fine. And they like, how do I put it? There were six of them, and they had like their lights off, and they were just like lurking about in the quiet streets. It was like run silent, run deep.
Just scary. Nothing to look over here, boys. Just an average Kia man driving down the street. You know.
Right. Do you really think Pokemon Go would have gotten you out of that one? Said caught you.
Could have. Although I've been a little rusty lately. If he had bothered to check how many Pokestops I had spun lately, I would have been busted for sure.
Do you ever just like leave? Okay, so without saying exactly all the things, do you ever just leave like a piece of what you do for work like by you, and then if you get pulled over, you just say you're on important business?
No, I try not to drag that into this usually. It depends on what this is, maybe. I have I park where however I want. No one's ever asked me about it, but like I do kind of park like an asshole in my own car when I'm on like
my business.
Yeah, my business. Do you understand what I mean when I say my business?
yes.
Your BMs.
Business.
All right, indeed. So we've got 8 minutes. Do you want to take another smoke mail or?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Hold on, I got a few options here. I think I'm gonna try and do this. Hold on.
Oh,
we thought we had seen the last of him. He hasn't even been in the public eye. That's I mean, it's good to check in.
We're one of his fan favorites, you know?
For sure. Glad to hear from you again, I guess, Louie. I guess we can maybe... We're getting some of the old favorites back.
It feels good to know that he's covering us with his Christmas love. Right?
it surely does. It is, improving the spirit of the season, I suppose. I do have to work tomorrow, but, at the last minute, which sucks. By
how late do you
got to
work?
Hours.
At least, like, 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock, probably.
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, rock.
Exactly. So, hold on a sec. 6 minutes, so we don't do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. I guess we do Sports Minute now?
Sure.
Okay. Interesting. I don't think I've seen any sports lately.
Me neither, other than like your dad's like skiing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we did do it. Oh, there was a good bit of that and some white knuckle racing going on in that too. you ever drive through like an old neighborhood that you haven't seen in like 20 years or 30 years and then like have like almost like an LSD flashback. Like they like totally like redid some roads and like twisted my brain into knots. Like when I was driving home,
wow,
it was like a it's lightning crazy. Bolt instead of an intersection to like make it safer. And like I'm damn. Like suddenly like the road is just turning like a road you've known your whole life, that kind of thing.
I mean, did you take that road to like get in there?
Well, to get home, it was like no. I just took like
a were the houses road. Fancier or were they more run down but with like nice roads?
I would call them mid.
What about, did you take your kids out to see this candy cane lane that people talk about?
No, I'm skipping that this year because some eagle ears might remember I was trying to give a enchant quiz, trying to drum up interest for enchant, when I found the perfect person who was totally on board. So I'm going with my dad. We're going to do see the lights. We're going to see the maze.
A real Freddie and Frasier moment, huh?
But you'll never guess which one of us is wearing the black tie.
What if I set up a blind date for one of you, but I don't tell you exactly who's for who?
That might be perfect. That's all been in the works. Like, I'll be, of course, wearing the bow tie and some like fashionable tennis shoes with my black tie tux.
Very Larry David. Very nice.
But I was running through the quiz, and you know, some people might say maybe we don't need like the preferred parking. Maybe we don't need the VIP tickets. This guy was like, yes, yes, and yeah, we need all this. Like he was like,
do yourself
checking all the boxes. Yep. So I'll be back with a full report on that. That's going to be huge.
What is it, like a fancy dinner and drinks or what?
Yeah. It's mostly just like most people just go and like see a light maze, but like
you guys are getting.
You're going to see the light maze. If you keep paying the $30, like dinner, add a dinner to it, $30. Add like this VIP treatment with like a souvenir. That's like $30. It's like, yes, you're going to get you know what I'm saying? So
you get all the drinks for free once you're a VIP.
I'll let you know in my report.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be good.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. How about you checking out the lights at all?
Yeah, we did that. They have like a thing called the Luminaries. It's like the rich neighborhood by us. They have like little bags with the candles in there and shit.
Once a year, they light them up so the poor folk can drive around and look at their big fancy houses. And I do it every year. Yep.
Me too.
I think I've seen that done at like the zoo, but never like, just to see some fancy. Are the lights on the houses though?
I bet at the zoo would be nice.
Yeah, some of them. They were a little. They didn't really go all out this year, but
there were some breaks in the chain, as they say.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't go at the end of it. Some you know,
real funny duddies. What? How much snow you got up there? How's that? How much?
Zero. It was misting, raining. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Zero. The whole
year. And this is what global warming is
saying. It's like back to El Nino. It's like El Nino time again.
Mm. You think it's gonna come in like a lamb and go out like a lion?
I do think that. I do absolutely think that.
I just like saying it. I like to say it every year. You know.
Usually, it's the other way around, though.
Usually, it's the other way around.
Pretty awesome. 2 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. Just time for a. That's not it. Sorry. All right, I'm just going to read the first one I get. Come on, it's coming up. I'm doing so well of killing 2 minutes. Hey guys, this is Liz. No, it's not. That's a different one. Hey, NBC, WNBC crew, this is Bridget. I don't know if you've seen, but there's this trend on TikTok where girls ask their boyfriends how often they think about the Roman Empire. I don't have a real boyfriend, but I sort of think you three as my boyfriends. So I thought I'd ask you guys, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? I'm looking forward to hearing your answers. Merry Christmas, boyos. I've where did I hear that recently? Who's thinking about the Roman Empire?
Apparently everybody.
I think about the Roman Empire all the time. I even wrote a little fan fiction called Farticus where he's a Roman times and he has a magical long schlong. He gets himself in a lot of crazy adventures.
It's a good like era of history to like think about. Yeah.
I don't
like to think about all the wrestlers. Clearly, like when they grease themselves up and wrestle each other, you know?
You think?
I bet they usually. Not really, but let's get into real quick what's in everyone's pizzas. I'll go ahead and start. I've been mixing vodka, pineapple, Ciroc with my Dr. Pepper, but I'm doing it by pouring it into the bottle. Is that cool? Do you mix liquor by pouring it into the bottle instead of soda out of the bottle?
You mean you're pouring like your weird Diet Dr. Pepper into the Ciroc bottle?
No, I'm sorry. The other way around. The Ciroc would go into the Dr. Pepper. I'm not using.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's totally. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
totally fine.
Yeah,
that's old school.
That's what I'm doing. How about you, Lunchmeyer?
I got like the new Cheetos pretzels in mine. It's a new thing.
Oof.
They're pretzels and Cheetos.
Oh boy,
maybe.
All right, slow your roll. What you got?
We got a nice uplifting blend of Corona and G2.
Damn.
Guess what sound that was?
Mrs. Kent's drips.
That's the new drips.
Oh, shit. Perfect. In Santa's workshop, making toys for the girls and boys. He put a bell on top, yellow wrapping paper, arms raised in a V, and dead lay in pools of Christmas blood. Santa never gave attention, no, to the fact that Mrs. Claus didn't care. King LP, the wicked, who ruled this world, LP spoken in Santa shop today. LP spoke in Santa shop today. Santa remembered picking on the boy. Seemed a harmless little fuck. But we unleashed the lion. Snared his teeth and bit the fat man's breast. How could I forget? And he hit me with a surprise left. My jaw left and dropped right open. Just like the day, oh, like the day I Santa didn't give affection, no. And the elf was something that Santa wouldn't wear. King LB, the wicked, oh, rumors were the elf he spoke in. It's Santa's shop today. LP spoken. It's Santa's shop today. LP spoken. It's Santa's shop today. Trying to race this, trying to race this from Santa's list. Oh, ye go. Oh, help be spoken in Santa's shop today. Help be spoken.
Oh,
He's giving it. It's uncanny.
Damn.
Wow.
That was you nailed it. At first, I thought you weren't going to make the noises, but you made the noises.
Well, the noises were made.
Congratulations. That was some true one-take magic right there.
Epic.
You know, one take. You know, it's...
You never do that one again. That's
it's tough. Yeah, you couldn't do it again, you know? I had a little soul searching. I know I was in a Christmas funk, and I came across a real beautiful thought when I was walking. You know, I think I gave the gift of laughter. You know, a lot of people talk about the gift of laughter, and it's like hard to give, you know, and maybe I did it this year. Yeah, you know.
You did. You've always done it, but you did it this year as well.
But with Christmas flair.
Yeah, I got to say. I mean, yeah, it's your year for sure.
People are begging to it. They're drinking to it. You know, it's a Christmas mess.
Forget Kylie Clarkson. You're the new Christmas goat.
I'm glad to see it. We'll never forget. All right, so let's talk about some stuff. You know, what do you think about this?
What you got in mind?
What about this? I mean, is this the right place to talk about what John Snyder said, or is this are we gonna hit on John Snyder in a public format? Or
I mean, we already do, but you can't wait until what? I mean, it is going to be a while. You would have to hold this like several weeks. I mean, go ahead. Just why don't you just let's see where it goes.
Let's tease it out. You know, like he was on. All right, we're moving on. What we got for Call of Weird? What else we got on here?
No, I want to hear it. What is it? What did he do? What did that fucker do?
He was primarily known as a Duke of Hazzard.
Yes.
And he's an older guy with opinions now. Go ahead. I teed you up.
Yeah, he was on like the Masked Singer, and he was like the donut guy. Gross. He like came in second, just like another loser.
Wait a minute,
I know.
Not a fan of him particularly as the Masked Singer, or
fan of the Masked Singer. That shit is stupid as fuck.
Was it a singer or dancer?
It's a singer. The singer, the Masked Singer. They don't have a Masked Dancer. They should have that. That'd be great.
There's no Masked Dancer.
There probably is now. So. That you
Mr.
said
it.
Well, wait, they do have that whole dancing one where they're like holograms.
Yeah, that's different. That's a little different, yes.
That was also singing, though, I guess.
Yeah.
But what? Anyway, so
maybe it was
John Schneidy Boy was on the Masked Singer.
Yep, he came in second, just like another loser I know. Cruiser.
All right.
No place for subtlety here.
There's like this clip I saw where it was just like Nick Cannon was like, oh man, it's John Snyder. He's one of my partners. I work with him. Like, what kind of business do you think like those two have?
What kind of business do those two have?
Yeah, I just like I couldn't wrap my head around it. I don't know. Anyways, he was feeling.
That
would be the.
I don't know. Something else. He's like, I've known him for a real long time. He's one of my old partners.
What?
You know? Yeah, and then like they seem like they knew each other.
I'm intrigued.
Maybe.
And then like you know Professor Chang, he's like one of the judges, and he's like he said that like growing up, like the Dukes of Hazzard was his favorite show. Do we believe this? Is it really anyone's favorite show?
Is he just gonna do anything to just have something to say? So he's just like I feel like that's all he does is like having seen like 10 minutes of an episode. He's always trying to butt in it, butt in ski with this fake show with no stakes.
Wow. Anyway, she took to Twitter, feeling his, I guess you remember that episode of, like, Community when, like, Jeff's, like, ego was blowing up and they had to be, like, extra, like, rude to him. So, like, his ego wouldn't blow up, you know, but then it ended up blowing up.
Well. Yeah, it's classic, of course.
That's exactly what happened. His ego was on high. He just came in second, and then he took to Twitter and then, like, called for, like, the Biden family to be, like, publicly hung.
What?
Because they're traitors. In, like, hung? Times Square. Yeah.
He said hung? Dude.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I read that. He did say it. And, like, he also, like... Like, you know it's him because of the way he, like, worded it. Because he always, like, asks that little parenthetical, like, oh, what do you say to that? Or, like, whatever it is. He has, like, a little folksy...
followed by a question mark.
Yeah. Like, a question.
His little drawl. That he was, like, trying to make you question your existence, but you're really just questioning him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, they try to, like, make it, like... It would never work today, but like in the, let's say the 90s, they would like try to defend it and be like, you know, the General Lee was like the one Confederate thing that was okay for everyone. Like, you know, trying to like justify it. The old General Lee.
Like the car?
It was whitewashing.
Like the car. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, in a way, but in any case, it was like never all right. They were always just like a bunch of these guys.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't know.
And now he's a Mass Donut singer like spouting off on Twitter.
Exactly. And, well, are we not calling it X? Is that too hard?
I don't know.
It is.
I don't even have it anymore, so I don't even have X. I refuse. I don't refuse. I'm just lazy.
I don't refuse at all.
Like, I just
worse now. Like it's changed and it's worse. So I even like I can see it, and I'm not offended by anything I'm hearing. But like you know what I'm like. Yeah.
It's just, I haven't noticed. I haven't noticed a single difference besides called X. Everyone that I used to follow, I still follow, and everyone that's still on it, still on it, and like,
interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the name
I mean,
is
sure. Stupid. Like, no one really cares anymore. I mean, sure. Yeah.
Maybe nobody ever cared to begin with.
Maybe they never did. It's like probably all bots and shit.
That's deep.
Oh, I'm dying over here.
If you were to dial 414-909-0525 or Yo Yo Cal, you could be just like. Grandma Keefe. Boy, hoes, it's Grandma Keefe here. I bet you didn't know an old codger like me could figure out the Spotify. I came across your podcast because I love to bake in the morning. When I first started listening to your show, I was a little confused at first, but I get it now. Granny is savvy. I went to Woodstock. Listening to you all ramble on about this and that really makes you feel young again. I was just wondering what your favorite Christmas goodies and sweets are. I'd be happy to make you whatever you like and send it over. What do you like? What's your favorite Christmas food, I guess, is the question.
Like a nice Yule log.
Like a Swiss cake roll, but fancy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't say I've ever had that on Christmas ever.
Oh, they good. They're like done. The good ones are. They're like done where it like looks like a wood.
Yeah, I suppose with the decorations.
Oh yeah.
Fancy. Hmm. What about you? What about you?
I missed the premise and was waiting for context clues.
Oh yeah, I think there's the favorite Christmas goodie. I'm gonna have to go with just like a classic sugar cookie with a nice icing.
Oh yeah, we were answering. I should.
Yeah, Grandma Keith, I'm just like I'm like happy to hear that you're having like a wider age demographic.
Yeah, it's when it's one, it really does tip the scales a bit.
So you put together this Wayne Manor. Did you eat the cookies?
There was some sampling going around. I wouldn't eat the cookies or the black frosting.
Black frosting can go bad. It can go wrong fast. Did it dye your teeth black?
I didn't eat it.
Oh, you didn't even try it?
No. They were like mixing it all together in a big paste at the end. It was getting out of hand.
Fun.
Indeed.
Yeah, so... I didn't do like any baking or anything this year.
Not a single thing.
Nope.
I was really trying to think of my favorite like Christmas goodie. I get, it's like a meatball. Does a meatball count?
Meatball count.
A Christmas meatball. A Christmas like meatball. What makes it like pepper? Like is there peppermint in this meatball?
No.
It could be it any just be
like candy canes. No.
In some sort of sauce that someone made.
Great. Like depending on the wedding singer when like the old lady like gives him the meatballs, like that kind of meatball.
Yeah, I was thinking balls. A plate of meatballs with like a toothpick to get them.
That sounds delightful. We should like make that.
Yeah, it's like an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
Smokies and hot dog or meatballs and hot dogs.
I could do without the smokies. Maybe just like a nice meatball.
What about a smokies and a barbecue kind of sauce?
Could be good.
Could work.
I want to see like those little miniature hot dog buns. I want to have like little miniature hot dogs.
Those are fun. Sure,
they have mini hot dog buns?
No, but maybe we should start making them.
I think they do have them. I think they exist.
We're going to look.
Use like a little like empty cream puff and just like put the hot dog in.
I don't know if it was like the white, like kind of just starchy type of bun, but it was like it was meant for a little hot dog.
Yeah.
Adorable. Do you put a little ketchup on it and stuff?
Yeah, a little dollop.
You know, I had some baked beans the other day. They were like this Dr. Pepper barbecue baked beans, and I bet that would be really good with some little smokies.
Dang. That probably would be.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fuck, dude. I'm dying over here.
So I just listen to my favorite podcast. I never get to spout my podcasts, but this is one I would hype up. It's The Greatest Generation. It is a Star Trek podcast. I've been listening to it for a long time, but the reason I'm bringing it up actually is because they just released for a Christmas present. They released a review of Heat, and they're trying to make the case that Heat is a Christmas movie. What do we think of that?
Heat.
I mean, honestly, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I remember it being like way too long.
It's like 3 hours.
Yeah, but the robbery of like a money car or some shit, right? Gone wrong. Basically. Old boys in it, old Jim Morrison.
No,
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Mr. Throat.
De Niro and Pacino, like, not in the same scene together until the end.
Right.
Classic, that whole thing.
Was Brad Pitt in that movie, too?
No, I don't think so. No. Okay. I think you're thinking of Val Kilmer, but he had a ponytail.
Yeah. This is like before he was got fat for a while. Did it have Christmas in it though? I mean,
nope, not at all.
What was their argument then?
I don't know. It's like kind of like Die Hard, I guess. So like they just want to be contentious.
Die Hard actually trick everybody into watching it.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, Die Hard wasn't during Christmas.
You know what movie I would love to watch with all you guys? That would make a great Patreon episode.
Iron Man 3.
No, I was gonna say Naked Lunch. It's a David Cronenberg. Sure. I would love your take on it. Did you ever see Naked Lunch?
I've read it, and I know that doesn't.
You count. Read Whoa. Naked Lunch?
Yeah.
What is it about? I don't understand. Out of here.
Where did you find that?
Well, it's everywhere. It was everywhere. It was like it was one of those books that like you know trendy people
like a Fear and Loathing read. Type thing.
But yeah, like... kind of like that, right? Like, ooh, you're reading Naked Lunch before. Who the hell actually wrote it?
David Cronenberg. He wrote it and directed it.
The movie, anyway.
Well, maybe. I'll give it a little thought and report back when I remember on the old smoke line. That's something I want stewing around before I actually look it up, which I will do.
All right, what else we get on these called the weird Z's?
So the thing about pouring vodka into a soda bottle is every time you want a shot, you're pouring vodka into a soda bottle. But you're not drinking the whole soda, so you just keep adding vodka to the soda. You know what I mean?
Your ratios are going to get off.
Yeah, I just noticed.
Well, every time you want a shot, just take a swig instead of adding more.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. All right. Now that that's covered. Oh, I know what to do. Don't I?
Always.
I said it, but I didn't have it up in front.
You think Santa's going to visit us this year?
Oh, I hope not.
He hasn't.
My house is a mess.
No, on the pod.
I understood what you meant. I was like just like cooking it up. Hold on. In the meantime, while I stew on that, I'll try to find his phone number.
come, I told him in my bum. I've come to see the king with my bum. It is the finest gift, my bummy bum bum. I made my room for the king with my bum. Bummy bum bum. Bummy bum bum. So to honor him, I told he could come in my bum. Oh, Santa, play with my bum. I am a poor man and I have a bum. I'll make your body feel good with my bum. Bummy bum bum. It's a gift for the king. My bummy bum bum. Bummy bum bum. Bummy bum bum. I shall finger it for you, my bum bum. I hope you come. Santa nodded because of my bum. He looked and winked and smiled because of my bum. Oh, how I played my bum, my bummy bum bum, bummy bum bum. I played the best for him, being bum bum bum, bummy bum bum, bummy bum bum. He winked and then he did what I wanted. He came in my bum. Bummy bum bum. Bummy bum bum.
Damn. That's another hot one. Uh-oh. Hold on. Okay. Oh, jeez.
You ever heard of...
I heard the teaser.
You ever hear a little artist named David Bowie?
Yes.
I fucked him.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's been a while. It's the new one for the new year.
That's right.
Another great one. Only a few tracks left, which means we are running a little late. What other business do we have to conduct for this holiday episode?
Business. Doing business.
Business? No.
Not business.
No. Dobus PR. any more Call of Weirds then? Was there anything else going down?
Sure. We got another one. It's from Justin. It says, hey, this is Justin. Has anyone watched Merry Little Batman, the new Christmas movie? It looks pretty dope.
Yeah, I did see the preview of it. Did you check out this preview or did you watch it yet?
I think I read a description and I'm interested, but it wasn't out at the time, so I still haven't seen it, but maybe it's this morning kind of thing to watch.
It's out. It's, looks pretty good. The animation looks a little dopey, but I think all in all, it looks pretty solid.
I think
solid.
It's like deliberate. I mean, I'm okay with the premise, at least. I'll give it a try. I don't know what I don't recall at the moment exactly what it said. I did like it when I read it, but I am reading Batman Meets, or no, he doesn't meet Santa Claus, but it's like a issue. It's about a 4-part miniseries that's coming out every week. Batman and Santa Claus basically team up to solve some Christmas capers.
Oh, boy.
It turns out that, like, a long time ago, like, one of Batman's secret trainers was Santa.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so like Santa's coming to Batman for like help, like as like a kind of a professional courtesy.
Maybe. Oh God, that's like so ridiculous.
Then, like,
the,
had, like, I love like, Santa down at the end. Two, Superman like busts in. And he says, like he's all mad and his eyes are red, and then it turns to like tears, and he's like, "You never told me you knew Santa," and like that was like, the cliffhanger.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's great.
It was pretty great.
You know what movie I'm saving fun. To watch like for Christmas?
What's that?
The Barbie movie.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't. It just came out on HBO like not too long ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm saving it for Christmas.
Wow. Yeah. I've seen it about four times now.
Nice. Yeah.
I did watch the new Indiana Jones movie, though.
Oh.
I did finally get around to it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's good. Know, yeah. Low expectations. It was better than Crystal Skull.
Yeah. I like looked at my phone less than I thought I would during it.
I love how they just like killed off Shia LaBeouf. You know, he's like, he died in the war. No, yeah, I'm not going back in time.
Pretty great.
See you around, Shiloh.
He pops his shirt off right off at the bat, so you know what you're dealing with.
What I finally get around to watching a Mario movie. Finally. Really? Okay. I finally did it.
What's your take there?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't hate it. I thought it was pretty decent, you know. All the boxes were checked, you know.
Yeah, it was perfectly, serviceable, I suppose I'd call it.
Charlie Day did a good job as the voice of
my take on it, though, my spin is I think, like, Mario shouldn't have been a loser that everyone was looking down on. Mario's, like, good at everything he tries. They should have been, like, dealing with a guy like that who, like, Mario's just, like, amazing all the time, I feel like.
I don't know. There was, like, one like beef where I, like, threw it open, but now I forgot.
Mario's not a loser.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right about that.
Paint it that way. That's wrong.
Oh, before I get too far on this Indiana Jones, the one thing I hated about it was, like, why was Indiana Jones poor? Like, he was, like, living in a shit-ass apartment. Like, that dude should be rich as fuck. He, like, saved the day millions of times. He had all the artifacts. He's
a cranky old coot. He likes living in.
Why is he poor, though?
It was like campus apartments because he was like a teacher. Is it rich?
No. Oh,
yes,
maybe.
It was. Yeah.
Still, like, why isn't he rich? Like, it's ridiculous.
It's like living in the city is a kind of like, you know, I mean, he doesn't have to like milk his own cows or something out on his dad's like ranch.
Good. What about the girl with the mole on her forehead as the granddaughter? Was this another classic moly?
They're giving moles a chance.
She's very popular, I'm told. Yeah. I don't know anything else she's in, but.
Oh, really? She's like another stuff?
Yeah, she's like a big deal.
Huh? Could have fooled me.
Well, for the chalice drop, I will report on this Barbie movie. We'll be watching.
All right.
But, you know.
So I'm actually looking forward to that. That will be a fun way to ring in the new year for sure.
Was there any more Call of Weirds? I mean, we've really been tapping them, but was there any more?
Maybe. So, I guess it's a tweet. Is that what this is? Somebody like sent in a screenshot of a tweet.
Oh.
It says, it's a long one. Before dying at the age of 94 in 2002, Amu Haji was known as the world's dirtiest man. He lived in a cinder block shack and had not bathed with water or soap for over 60 years.
Whoa.
Haji's other peculiar habits were well documented, which included consuming roadkill, smoking a pipe filled with animal excrement, and holding the belief that cleanliness would make him ill. Shortly before his death, nearby villagers managed to convince him to bathe.
And then he died.
Then he died after he bathed.
That's terrible.
What about, I only bring up this point. What about smoking animal poop?
He's smoking animal shit.
Do you think that like, gets you blazed?
He can tell on himself for doing it, too. That's the other
Yeah, thing. He can, and he did. Well,
what
he's
kind
dead,
of
so
animal shit? Like, how would you test it? Do you just go out in the woods and try different types?
He smokes it. That's just what he does. Yeah, that's how he tests it.
Do you think it gets you high as fuck or what?
Does he know something the rest of us don't?
Maybe
I don't
he, like,
know.
Feeds them certain mushrooms and then they, like, eat it. And...
Hello?
No, I don't know. I would like to think that, but that would be the coolest thing to do. Just maybe feed them the weed and then just hang out and pick through their poop and then smoke it. Like those high bean coffee beans. You know what I'm saying?
Breeds like a specific deer to get the perfect like shit nugs.
Oof. I mean, he must, yeah, like that's clearly
hydro shit nugs. You know?
You think he smokes his own shit and like, yeah, that's the big lie?
They didn't say that. They didn't say
he doesn't know. He's not a monster. What about this picture of him? Does he look dirty?
Run out of shit and just decided to smoke his own?
I mean, he's like eating roadkill.
Hey, kind of get high off your own supply. You know?
Oh, maybe that's the thing.
That's the one rule you don't break.
What about was there any pictures of this dude? Was he dirty looking or what?
Yeah, he's a dirty old man. He's
like dirtier than Dirty Dan from Pootie Tang. Like dirtier than him.
Dirty D, damn it.
Yeah, dirtier than Dirty D.
Yeah, he's dirtier than Dirty D. He's smoking 4 cigarettes. He's smiling low in his picture. He looks nice otherwise.
4 cigarettes, what a lifestyle.
Like at once? Like at one time?
Yeah, and it's all full of animal shit. I'm like almost throwing up just talking about it.
Ew, gross.
What does his fingers look like?
Yeah,
they're just as black as everything else. He's like just covered in dirt. At least I hope it's dirt.
You think the guy like still fucks or what?
What?
You think the guy like fucks?
No, yeah, like roadkill.
Oof.
Maybe.
Do you think he wipes?
No. Oh, I don't know. He might.
Maybe. A half wipe, at least.
Does he wipe his own ass?
You think you would get, like, piles if you didn't wipe good, you know?
Or maybe you get piles if you do wipe.
Yeah,
maybe he doesn't wipe.
He, like, wipes them and then rolls them up.
Yeah, like, with the toilet paper. That's funny.
I am, like, nauseous just thinking about all this.
This is delved into a really gross category.
Well, should we knock out this next song? It is a long one, so everyone has to buckle in.
Song.
Yeah, we got to get it going.
It's like a 10-minute song, so.
It is?
It's pretty much. 7-minute and 25-second song.
Yeah, it's pretty long, yeah.
Buckle in.
Buckle in.
I haven't been let down yet.
Santa, don't be afraid. Go down the chimney and leave my present. Remember, I put the fire out. Then you can put my presents out for me. Hey, Santa, don't be afraid. Go down the chimney and leave my present. Remember, I put the fire out. Now I can begin to open my present. And I put the milk and cookies out for the rest of the year. Reindeer friends. And well, you know the fool who plays it cool is the coldest man of all. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Santa, go down the chimney and leave me my present. Remember, I put the fire out that you can spread out my present. So when you're on all alone, no Santa is watching you perform. And don't you know Santa knows if you're good or bad, hey Santa, and on your sleigh, ho 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 ho, hey Santa, go down the chimney and play out my present. Remember, put the fire out, then I can start to open my present, my present. Oh, 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 hey, Santa.
Still going.
Damn.
It's a thing Another of beauty.
Hot one.
Really makes you think about some things.
Try to think, yeah, I mean, next time you hear that song, I dare you to think anything else besides Hey Santa. You can't. Yeah, you won't be able to.
You like Clockwork Orange dust to like Hey Jude.
I mean,
it goes to show just how much that song sucks too.
I feel like there's no harm in like trying to actually Spotify that. I mean, this is like what Weird Al does, right?
What's right? Yeah, you could, right?
Well, he gives he gives like the people actually credit. You know what I'm saying? And he actually uses that. Like the artist music.
You pretty much did 90% of it. They're asking for too much.
You know, I don't see why not. Maybe it'll leak another year.
Be a one take clause in like all, like if you could, you can record the song, but you only get one chance to do it.
It doesn't feel good to know that you're one of the select few driving around with this sweet, sweet CD. You know,
it is cool. You should like figure out how to like print it on vinyl.
I don't have a CD player anymore. Yeah, that'd be good.
No, you should.
I do have a record player.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah.
Oh, I do have. You know what? I got a CD player built into that record.
It's very exclusive.
But they just stopped putting CD players in cars.
They did,
car doesn't have one, yeah.
Ridiculous.
What year's your car? Everyone
hooks their phone up to the car, obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a 2011, like, and I don't want a car with no CD player.
I think I said that once, and like maybe that lasted a whole 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you get your most popular song from Spotify or no?
Oh, and you're Wrapped? Oh, he doesn't have Spotify. He has Apple.
Oh, yeah, he does Apple.
But that, I'm sure they do something similar.
Oh, I do Apple Music.
Yeah.
And it would probably just be like Olivia Rodrigo this year.
That's pretty great.
What song does she sing?
Huh?
She's
got a bunch of great ones.
Like, name one.
Can you just sing it to us?
Hold on. What?
Get Him Back.
How does that go?
Vampire.
Why don't you sing it for us?
One I like. I want to get him back. I want to make him real nervous. Want to make him feel mad.
You know, I've never heard that song.
It's great.
It sounds good.
That's actually like her worst of my favorites too. I get stares at like Dunkin' Donut drive-throughs for it.
What about this? Has anyone given any money to these guys yet this year?
Hell no, they're so annoying.
Wait, I give them $2 the very first day.
Yes, oh yeah, don't you guys there in front of the fucking grocery store?
No, I you know what? I've been going to grocery stores and Walmart's like twice a day for weeks now, and I haven't seen a single one this year.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, like I just noticed. I didn't notice that you just mentioned it, but I haven't seen any.
It's so annoying because like, even when you're shopping in the store, like it's not that big of a store, so you can still hear them.
Maybe they just do like online shit. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
They should just have like online spam pop-ups for those guys.
Scan this QR code.
Ugh. They probably will do that.
They probably already do. Was that a mic drop?
I don't know. Should maybe make our way around. Should we finish off the CD?
There is a 1 minute jam at the end here. Are we ready for it?
I think so.
From all of us here at WNBC, we wish you all a very merriest of Christmases.
Five more shall come. In what form, no one shall know. For those who contain all seven eggs, a gift will be given. And for those who do not, the reality and nightmares will blend into the same. They shall grab up the same.
like the one song I'd give an actual intro and a little zhuzh to, and it it was just the outro.
Well, there you go. Five more eggs. That's
coming. I thought you said three.
No, seven golden eggs. Two is fallen. Right, the third shall fall soon, sometime.
Soon?
I don't know. Maybe. I got something worked out. Okay. I don't want to tip the hat, you know.
So there is like a plan. I find it comforting.
I know what I kind of want to do. What form it will take once it gets there is unknown. You know what I'm saying?
That is exciting. I'm actually a little excited about the prospect of these eggs. Like that, it was just right.
Well, great. All right, slow your roll. Are you still with us?
Yeah, that she just like up and walked out.
It's a curse.
It is an extra long episode. We are kind of, this is a little bit of an after hours.
Sure. Do you have anything to say for the after hours?
I don't. I'm closing the tabs. I'm turning out the lights. Everything's getting dim. What do you think about this Christmas? Should we give it a once over real quick?
Yes.
Just the Christmas season in review. It had its highs, its lows. How do you think we came through this one?
I think we did pretty good. We had three solid eps. New music for all. I mean,
yeah.
How could it be bad? You know,
I'm not exactly sure either. Everything, something feels a little off, but I'm sure it'll all smoothen out by the chalice drop.
Let's hope so. We have something to look forward to. Don't forget, that's going to be our yearly review of all good and bad. We'll talk a lot of trash and we'll have a lot of laughs.
Huh? I'll be reviewing a lights maze. I'm going to all tripping balls on shrooms. I can say that in the afterglow we established.
Excited.
Yeah, pretty good. Huh. It's going to be great. What do we ever decide what the chalice drop actually was?
Yeah, 12 o'clock, we dropped the chalice. It's like a gourd bong that the Jamaicans use.
I just wanted to hear it again one more time. Okay, very good. That sounds exciting. I hope this year stacks up in league with all those other great Christmas seasons.
Well, check the numbers.
If I hang up and think of something I forgot, I'm going to be mad as hell. Well, why don't you take a bow and we'll... Okay.
Well, this is the Christmas meet saluting you, saying, have a happy new year. What about Santa? Where is Santa?
Wake and Bake to Tech is recorded at or around Chautauqua, Wisconsin, 54728. You can reach us online at the WMBC Snitchline at Gmail, Twitter at WMBC420, or hashtag WNBC. The Snitchline is open and ready, 920-368-4582, or you're already singing it, 9-A-O, do til ta.
What? Black is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.